Hey, what it do with the businesses, man? Welcome on Deckers. Happy holidays. Hope you're enjoying this Christmas season. We got something special for you, man. What we got up, Lou?
Absolutely, man. Since we're taking a week off for the holidays, we wanted to drop something on your head with what we're doing over at Patreon. That's the movie reviews. We already got Friday and next Friday in the tuck, so we decided to do the Christmas edition for the Christmas holidays. Me and Animal Brown gonna break it down like we do on Deck Style. We're gonna drop it in the feed for you for the holidays. Y'all tell us what y'all think about it and go subscribe to the Patreon.
Absolutely, man. Patreon.com/realville. Link is in the bio. Enjoy the show. And then go check out the tiers that we got. This particular movie podcast is located in the Realville Watch tier, all right? But it's plenty of other shit, man. Sports shit, hip-hop shit, fashion shit. Patreon is lit. Go treat yourself for Christmas. You done paid all your bread out to take care of everybody else. Take care of yourself and get you some Realville content, all right?
Absolutely. Support black business.
Absolutely, man. Enjoy the show.
In theater. Best movie of all time.
Hey man, we are back with another movie recap. We call this Realville Watch. It's your man Animal Brown checking in.
And I am Spike Lou. Hollered at your people.
Hey man, we closing out the trilogy. If you've been following along, Friday was number one. Next Friday was number two. Naturally, we gotta go ahead and do Friday after next, all right? 2002, that's where we at with it. You know how we get down, man. We're gonna break down the film, what we liked, what we didn't like. Well, you know, should the movie be remade, series, sequel, all kind of cool shit that we do. But let's talk some numbers, dog. November 22nd, 2002 is when it dropped. $10 million budget, okay, not bad. $33.5 million in the box office, a little lower than I thought. I'm gonna keep it real.
Not bad at all, considering it was only 10, like you said. It's the flip that Ice Cube has become accustomed to with the other two movies, and Are We There Yet? So I did expect it to be a higher number, like you said, but I think he kind of hit his stride after this with the high Are You There Yet and stuff like that.
That's true. That's true. I mean, shit, he still tripled up. So I mean,
he did, right? You made $20 million and the cult following. I don't even think that's DVD numbers or nothing. I'm sure the DVD numbers for us old heads, when that came out on DVD, I know I definitely had this.
Facts.
Yeah, so I know that was big numbers off the DVDs too.
Directed by Marcus Raboy.
He went. He did Janky Promoters.
So underrated.
Is it? Oh,
dude, Janky Promoters is funny, dude.
Really?
Yes.
I would have never guessed you would have said that. I ain't gonna
funny. Jeezy, have you seen that?
I don't think I've ever seen
it. You got to watch that. Jeezy in it. He funny in that too. It's good.
I see his name, Marcus Raboy, by a lot of like stand-up specials. Like he did. It looked like he did Cat Williams. He did D-Rays. He did Marlon Wayne's Netflix special. He did a lot of those, it looks like. So this was new to him. He was a video director beforehand.
Yeah, he did a lot of music videos. He's been working with Cube on music videos since the early 90s. And he also did Carl Thomas's I Wish, which automatically qualifies him to do movies if you did that video, because that's a classic.
You pull this dude up and you say he did Carl Thomas's I Wish, you would never believe it, dude.
I don't believe that. What he looked like.
Did you remember Scandal?
Yeah, for sure.
You remember the gay dude that was married to the president, chief of staff?
Tough.
Reporter?
Tough.
That's what he looked like. That's what exactly what he looked like, that dude. And I've been watching Scandal on the rewatch lately, so that's how I knew that off the head.
Oh,
he looked just like dude.
Marcus. He bodied that I Wish.
That's one of the greatest. One. That and that Donnell Jones, one of the greatest videos of that era. Two of the greatest videos of that era.
That's a fact. Now let's get to the movie, man. The movie background. How did you see the movie? Theaters, at the crib, on that DVD you bought? How'd you watch this?
And November 22nd, 2000, I think you said?
2002.
I'm sure I saw this in the theaters. I'm sure it was Hollywood 27 and 100 Oaks in Nashville, Tennessee. Is that movie theater still there?
I think so.
Not for long, probably after COVID. But I do believe that's 100% where I saw that. I can remember vaguely a packed theater. Where did you watch it?
Yeah, I was in the theaters too, but I think it had to be Hollywood. It had to be Hollywood 27.
By that time. Yeah, it wasn't no hype in the theater. Like, I remember that first Friday going to the theater, and it was like, nigga, it's the club.
Yeah.
It was like, nah, it wasn't that.
Yeah, I don't think this one had the hype, but I'm going to keep it a bug. I ain't going to do Cube any kind of way. I can't remember 100% if this had the hype or not, but I know I saw it in the theaters. And like you said, had it on DVD just like you and the rest of the world. So right. Like,
yeah, I just can't remember if it was just the hype around it.
Of course, we know how how Cube movies go. If you've seen one, you know we got to get some money. There's a situation going on in which we need a bag of money. Usually, it's a small amount. This one, nothing but the rent money.
That's crazy that they were grown ass. They was grown ass men by this point, right? Them niggas was bullshit.
They daddy just hit the lottery, nigga. Y'all couldn't afford rent.
Well, you remember all that money was gone, right?
That's true.
Lottery money they paid up in property tax in the last movie. And with this one little another tidbit before we get into the plot. The name of this was supposed to be The Final Friday. But
I'm glad they changed it.
They had a Jason movie that was called The Friday 13th, The Final Friday. So they didn't want people to get those confused.
Oh.
Interesting little fact about the movie.
Yeah, Friday After Next is better though.
Yeah, Friday After Next is good because it don't finalize it either. If you see Final Friday, you think it's the last one, last thing you do it. They still talking about 20 years later trying to bring that back. But to the plot, yeah, rent money. Come on, man, what we doing here, dude?
That's
what you doing. Borrow that from somewhere. Like, come on.
Even next, I think next Friday was rent money. I think it was the mortgage, if I remember correctly.
It was back. They owed back mortgage. No, it was back taxes.
It was taxes. Okay.
They owed taxes and they was gonna take the house.
Rent
so
money.
So that was a little bit more feasible, and that was $1 million.
Yeah, it was some bread. That's true.
Well, I don't know if it was $1 million because that ain't what they got from Tico though.
It was bread.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of bread.
Man, we get down. When did you oh shit, this is going to be
when you think back about it, shit, if you're talking about Big Worm money, that was an ounce. You ain't talking about nothing like $500-$600 max.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, these be small amounts.
That's funny. I guess that's what makes it, it's like a hood. It's a small, contained hood story.
That's a fact. So it's a neighborhood story. That do make more sense.
That's true. When did you say, oh shit, this is going to be good, man, when you first sat down and watched this?
You know what hit me when I first said, oh shit, I'm a big fan of the Temptations Christmas album. My grandmother passed this year, man. That used to be her favorite album. So when you cut it on and you hear the staple in black households for Christmas, that Temptations Silent Night, like that let me know that we were in for a treat expecting. Like I was, that did it for me as far as the musical selection. Did you play that in your house around Christmas?
Yeah, that's a classic.
My
that shit banging. It's banging today.
Yes, you can listen to that in June. In the holiday spirit. That shit fire.
Man, I knew this was gonna be funny, man. When you first realize that it's Ricky Smiley in the Santa costume. When you hear him talking, I said, okay, this about to be funny. That nigga Craig said, hey man, what you doing in my kitchen eating a big ass sandwich?
You doing in my house eating a big ass sandwich and shit?
Nigga, I'm Santa Claus. What the fuck, the milk and cookies?
Santa Claus.
That nigga said, and when he opened the fridge, he said the same thing I said about the ring. He said, man, these niggas grown, ain't shit in this fridge.
I said, oh yeah,
you had nothing in there, dude.
I said, this about to be funny. Ricky Smiley, have you ever watched his stand-ups and shit?
Ricky Smiley, I love Ricky Smiley. He's one of my favorite comedians.
He cold.
I used to listen to his The Morning Show. Mm-hmm. And I used to have, since we're talking about DVDs, I used to listen to his prank calls. Like,
oh my God.
Tommy and all those niggas, like Big Buford and Lil Daryl. Like, that shit. Hell, you remember we used to sit and listen to those calls, man. That shit used to have a nigga in tears. I love Ricky Smiley.
Classic. So that was a good.
It was. And if y'all ain't heard those Ricky Smiley prank phone call tapes, please pull them up on your favorite streaming platform. I promise you, it'll make your day.
Man, they gotta be on YouTube, bro. Something.
Homewell. Jesus, and was funny.
But like we said though, Cube gets his ass whooped by Santa Claus, which was funny because he was calling for Day Day the whole time.
Day Day's so petty for sleeping that hard. And the nigga was dreaming about fat bitches, dude. That's crazy. And nigga petty as hell for sleeping that hard. And got mad when Craig busted in the room after the fight. He said, I know you heard me.
You said Day-Day. Hey, Cube is funny, man. Like, Cube acting is...
Ice Cube is funny, man.
He not, like, the best just actor on no serious tip, but on the comedy shit, man, he funny, dude. Like, Ice Cube is funny.
He does have good comedic timing.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He got charisma and comedic timing 100%.
So that's when the money is stolen, and, of course, the Christmas party was supposed to go down. It was supposed to pay the rent. All that is donezo. Now, we'd like to ask what made it good or a couple of standout scenes. We'll get straight to that because there's, in my opinion, there's several. Give me a standout scene or just a funny moment to you for Friday After Next.
Standout scene, before we get into that, I know the other movies were heavy, especially the first one on the quotables.
True.
This one wasn't as heavy, but you do have some classics in here.
That's true.
The first one in that scene that we just broke down, I think that was the first time we heard about getting your dick sucked from the back.
I like. How the fuck we gonna have a Christmas party with our apartment looking like this?
We can't cancel that party, man. What about the hoes we had coming down here? I invited some nice ass girls and said they gonna fuck for a buck, do something strange for a little piece of change, and I know we gonna make them holler for a dollar.
One of them said they was gonna tuck my dick from the back. I ain't never had that ever happen to me. I'm trying to get to see what that be like right then. Look, be that time,
That was the first time I think I heard about that. And it was funny at then, but then you thought about it, you're like, damn, can that happen? So I know that Mike Epps brought that to the stage 100%.
Yeah,
that stuck out to me. I remember that like being a big thing after this movie.
So I'm trying to see what that feel like. That's true. This one ain't big on quotables like that. That's true.
It ain't big. I think they were trying too hard to get them. Like, it was a lot of improvising as opposed to writing. Us watching these three back-to-back or seeing them in succession close together, I think that the other two was more writing. Like, you seen the jokes written out. Now you could tell the improvisation there, too. But in this one, it was, like, too much improvising, in my opinion, from the comedians, because they had more comedians in this one. And it just didn't hit with the quotables.
And... Interestingly enough, though, well, also DJ Pooh wrote on the first one, but Ice Cube is credited as being the only writer on the second and the third one. So I don't know, because the second one had hella quotables in it. So I don't know what's up. Maybe you're right. Maybe he was doing too much, trying too hard. Not to say it was necessarily bad or the writing was just bad. It's just that it didn't have those same ones. But that was definitely one of them, though.
He on there, though. If you go to IMDb.
As a writer?
Yeah, DJ Pooh listed on there as a writer.
Oh, okay. Well,
actually, it's a writing credit here, WGA from the Guild of DJ Pooh and Ice Cube.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I do feel like it was improvisation. But to get to the standout moments or what made us say this was good, this is going to not be a great take, considering the person that it is. But the nigga that made this movie was Terry Crews.
That's a fact.
Terry Crews made
this
movie, nigga. And that is crazy looking at how he like acts now. But that nigga was fucking hilarious in this shit, nigga.
Was he in anything before this?
Was in White Chicks, wasn't it? Or was it around the same time?
He was in White Chicks, but I think this came out before White Chicks, though.
Oh, did it? I don't know when White Chicks came out. He was funny in that, too. I remember.
Yeah, he was. He was funny. That was 04. That was 04.
We'll get my way downtown.
Yeah, he was fun. That's his bag right there. If you'd have stayed in that bag right there and just never got on Twitter, people would still fuck with Terry Crews.
He'd be a legend if he did that and never spoke. Because that nigga was killing. This nigga said, man, get your titty off my head, dude. When Terry Crews put him in the bear hug, that nigga said, come here, little nigga, give me a hug.
Hey, that nigga was in the middle of the apartment complex working out in his drawers, man.
Look, that nigga Day-Day said, man, I ain't seen you since I was this big. He said, yeah, nigga, you grown now.
You got out last night?
I ain't seen y'all in about 12 years, nigga.
I know, I was little.
Yeah,
I was about
you growing up now, though.
That nigga played that way too well, dude. That was fucking disgusting. It made me uncomfortable and everything.
That nigga said, yeah, nigga, you grown now, though. That nigga said, man, goddamn.
And one more, now, but we all on quotes, though. One more before we get away from that scene when she came up there in her nightgown. That nigga said, you come up here smelling all like wolf pussy and shit, man. That was funny as fuck, too. Nigga said, y'all not come up here smelling like
Hey, that was a quotable too, though, because he said you need to get that lined up. He said, I know somebody that like it, bitch. That was a quotable. I know somebody who like it.
That was funny as fuck, dude.
Probably one of the more like memorable quotes and scenes came from Mike Epps with the whole top flight security, though. Now that
stopped by security lasted the longest time.
That right there, you can slick use that today, and everybody know where it comes from.
Know exactly what you're talking about. That's facts.
They I'm not a rental cop. I'm top flight security.
Top flight security. And he said, "Where are guns?"
Hey, that shit was funny. So of course the two dads, Mike Epps' dad, Cube dad, they opened up a barbecue spot. Barbecue so good make you want to slap your mom. Well, actually, hold on, there's some quotables in here. Now that we just, because that was memorable
that
too.
That was memorable, but it was more. I think that was more slapstick comedy style.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, like, I don't think the other two. It was more charismatic. You know what I'm saying? The other two just kind of flowed naturally. You're right. Now that we're talking about it, there are more quotables, but this one is just like it kind of forced it down on you. You know what I'm saying? Like the slap your mom and shit, all this shit over the top. But it's funny.
It's over the top.
It's funny though.
That shit was funny. I ain't gonna lie. That was another scene when they saw Santa Claus, when they thought that Pops was Santa, was the Santa Claus that robbed him, and they wouldn't. They beat the shit out of their dog. He said,
get off.
He said, man, he just ran today. They just ran here, jumped on daddy.
Hey, that was funny as fuck right there.
The strip mall shit was funny though.
That's my for later on the strip mall shit. We can get into that once we talk about spinoffs and stuff. But that was all the different little varieties over there with the strip was funny as hell. And in that scene, I think the funniest when after they met the dude, they did the little tour or whatnot.
Yep.
When the old ladies came up.
Yeah.
Oh my god! And he said, "Y'all old hoes over here selling pussy, dude." I still cry when that comes on. And he said, "What did he say?"
Heaven and us, fuck that, all that shit. Y'all hoes gotta get out this corner with that.
Excuse me, sugar, what did you just say?
You heard me when I said. I said y'all hoes gotta move up off this corner.
Well, you better watch your little filthy mouth here. Now you are talking to children of the Lord.
That's right.
I want you to know who you talking to, too.
Yeah.
Top flight motherfucker security. Wait a minute, Dad. You can't talk to these old ass ladies like that.
Oh.
Craig, just back me up and do your damn job. Now, y'all moving on. Take that shit.
Wait a minute, bitch. Now, I ain't no killer. You understand me?
Okay.
But don't you push me. Don't you touch me.
You gonna make me blow this whistle. I'll clear all this shit out with this.
Sugar, fuck you and your whistle. Right.
Y'all trying to use the Lord to sell pussy on this corner. I already know.
Hey, that's one thing I like, though. I like the difference between Cube and Mike Epps on the movie. Like, Mike Epps take himself way too seriously, dude. Like, yeah, and that shit is so funny. And Cube is kind of like, man, you're doing too much. It's funny because everybody knows somebody like that.
Yeah.
In every situation.
They love their goddamn job like that.
They love their job. They doing too much. They take shit way too serious. So I think Mike Epps played the hell out of that kind of lane. But that shit was funny, man. That top flight security, I die for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that.
I die for this shit, nigga. This ain't just a job. It's a way of life. That shit was fucking hilarious. He was playing the hell out of Day-Day this time, man.
Tough. And we'll get to it a little later when we talk about the casting and stuff. But I was glad to see Mike Epps back for a second time. Although, you know what I'm saying, we were robbed of a second Chris Tucker. A lot of people didn't know if Mike Epps was going to dip or if he was going to take off. But I'm glad he was able to come back for another one.
Facts.
We got introduced to Donna. There's always a love interest. We all know how that go.
Rank the three love interests in the Friday.
Oh, man. Donna might be number one. With Nia Long. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got to go classic Nia Long, then this chick, Donna, then the Latina chick.
I ain't going to lie. I had to look up the actress for Donna and find her IG.
Who is that?
KD Albert. Don't even worry about it.
Auburn. She played in something else too. She used to be like a video vixen or something.
Whatever she'll play, I follow her, so I'll be seeing it. I'll let you know. She was in Soul Plane. I mean,
yeah, she was like big in the 2000, early 2000s. Was she still popping?
I think
she's on her IG. Like physically.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Nah. Yeah. She still looks great. She was in that Trade It All video with Fab and Diddy.
That's where I remember her from, I think.
But yeah, nah, I was like, dang, I had to look her up. Okay. But yeah, that's my three. Yeah, that's a good ranking. That's about right. And then that's when we get next, we get introduced to Money Mike.
Okay, Williams. In the Prowler.
In the Prowler. Nigga, when the last time you seen one of them?
I ain't seen a Prowler in so long, nigga.
ain't seen one of them big time shit, videos.
Man. Somebody was telling a story recently that Baby had Jay-Z in one of those down in New Orleans when he came down there to record the Ha verse and was on tour. They said the only nigga that knew who Jay-Z was from the Cash Money count was Wayne. And they were treating that nigga like he was just doing this or that. And Wayne, they said Wayne was trying to tell him, like, nah, nigga, this the nigga. He said, yeah. Man, he was trying to give him like slow beats and shit. And Wayne was like, nah, y'all niggas is fucking crazy.
That's the youngest nigga,
13
years old.
Right, that was funny. See, I thought that was a cool story I heard, side bit about the problems, though.
But can't you see Juvenile and BG not knowing who the fuck?
Who is this nigga? This nigga from New York just being so ingrained in their life. Like, nigga, I don't know this nigga. Meanwhile, this nigga got Hard Knock Life.
Right.
It's nationwide smash. Yeah. But to bring it back, we go back to Cat Pull Up and the Prowler. One of the better characters in Friday history, even though he had just one of the movies. But I liked it. I think other than Terry Crews, he probably was second best performance in this movie.
Yeah, and he didn't really do a lot, though. Did you peep that?
He didn't do a lot, but when he did it, the bathroom scene is easily the funniest scene in this movie.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Like, yeah, we don't need to worry about that.
He did his thing in that, boy.
Now that I think about it, though. We might have slept on some of the quotes because even when they tried to rob or they was trying to look for Day Day M and they ran into the pimp store, and he got knocked down by the what's the name? He said, pimp down, said, pimp in distress. I'm stuck between a pimp in a hard place.
You know that store was actually based. That's actually based on a real store. I wrote it down in my notes in California. It's based on a real store. It's a real store that's next door to the barber shop. And they said that that's where Cube got the idea for barber shop when they had that store that they based this pimp store off of. It's sort of like women's stripper apparel. There was a barber shop right next door to it. And he used to frequent, like, go in and out of there, see niggas talking, and got the idea for the movie Barbershop.
That sound like somebody made that up. It sound like the nigga who owned the barbershop made that up.
Yeah, Cube's coming all the time. Nigga, he was like, nigga,
you know, that's where he got the idea for barbershop, nigga.
And he used to work here.
It, right. It's like, hey, come on, man, stop, nigga. But nah, that's cool, though. That's funny. To even get to when they was trying to chase them and shit, that was the kids or the old ladies who you talked about earlier.
Old hoes selling pussy.
Nigga, when they ran up on Day-Day Daddy, nigga, that shit was on Elroy. That nigga said, man, not the Rolly. He said, nigga, now it's a Stoli, nigga. He said, not the Rolly.
Oh, shit. DC Carroll was funny in here, too, man.
He was funny. He was funny. Nigga said, I started this barbecue shit, and it's the motherfucking thanks I get. I'm glad they returned him, man. He funny.
I wish he could have been in all three of them. He got to come back for the next one if they make one.
Yeah, that'll never happen. Couple of side plots, hypotheticals, what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have for this particular movie, man? Any side plots you would have liked to have delved deeper into?
In the Better Call Saul vein, spinoff, 30-minute series, comedy about just that strip mall. Mm. Craig and Day-Day get fired. You bring in two new comedians to play the security of that strip mall, and every week something wild or crazy happened in one of the stores. That would be fire, cool little Netflix. Actually, a cooler HBO Max.
Yeah, HBO Max cooking right now.
Yeah, let's do a little HBO Max premiere exclusive, and I think that'll be dope.
I ain't gonna lie. Mine is close. I want to know what happened to the two security guards before them, because they teased that like 3 or 4 times, and they never actually said it. That'll be hella funny if they do a prequel, Better Call Saul, like, to as opposed to Breaking Bad, and they had the two security guards before them and two comedians, like you said, and they kind of show like lead up to what happened to them or whatever. That should be dumb funny.
That would be good, because the whole time you're watching, you'd be like, I wonder what happened to them niggas, and then keep teasing it like they get cut, killed, or some different shit, go to jail. That would be fire, actually.
He said, "Now what happened to them?"
Said, you know what happened to the last dudes you brought over here? At least I guess I got one question. What happened to the dudes?
When nobody answered.
You ask too many questions.
Oh, shit. Hey, man. Man, Money Mike was so fun. Money Mike came out with the razor, nigga. That shit was so fun.
Oh, my God. Cat Williams bodied this. Did this put Cat Williams on?
tough. 2002? Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, this did it.
We hadn't, niggas weren't on Cat Williams like at all.
Nah, this put him on a whole nother level.
Nigga, so we got Cat Williams. We got the slaw nigga now.
Oh, Terry Crews.
Terry Crews. Ricky we didn't Smiley. Know either one of them, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You did not know who Terry Crews was. That nigga was brand new. What was he doing before this?
Man, playing football.
That's true.
Had he better have been. Yeah, damn.
Going back to that, I just looked at this in my notes, back to that scene where he first got introduced. She told him he got out of jail. And they was like, what's his name, Junior?
Yeah.
Whatever the nigga name
Damon.
Was. David getting out of jail.
Damon.
And she said, if y'all niggas don't got that rent money, somebody's salad toss getting tossed tonight. Man, that shit was... If y'all niggas don't got that rent money come tonight, somebody's salad getting tossed, buddy. Damn, that shit was funny, man.
Yeah, that was, you know, Friday always good for the side characters, the supporting cast. They always good with that. Did the ending stick? Did it work? Did it not work? What do you think?
No, I didn't really think that it stuck. I really, the whole chase, like, I didn't need a chase, dude.
The chase was a slaw.
The chase running through, and like, they even tried to do the chase when they were at the strip mall running through the different stores and stuff. I don't need that. I feel like there was a funnier way that they could catch Ricky Smiley. I do. I didn't like the end of it. Up to the party part, as far as the dad and Pinky almost getting a fight in the party, I think you kind of find a way to end it around the party with them making the money back and something of that nature.
Well, now you got to get Ricky Smiley, though. You got to get Ricky Smiley somehow.
Yeah, you got to. Like, you let them saw-ass cops find him or something, like make that a whole funny scene with them stumbling up on it because they barely competent at their jobs. And make them like slip up on it in some sort of way. But I just didn't need them chasing the nigga through the hood. Pinky hitting him with the lack was funny as fuck, though.
Oh, my God.
That was great. And nigga said, you hit him like you did that little retard. Did he say retard?
Yeah, too.
Man, dude, you know this is old. He said, you're going to be hitting him like you did that little retarded boy that walked funny, man.
Yeah. That's how I let you know this was early 2000s. Different era, guys.
Man, that would have got cut so hard today.
Hey, nigga, but I will say the ending, that part was some slaw. However, the party scene was fucking hilarious, though. Yeah,
everything in the party was funny.
Oh, my God, bro. Because that's when we see Pinky again. That was number one. We didn't know that was coming. That was fun. That was good to see.
And that was a real genuine hood for real greeting, too. When he said, nigga, what's up, nigga? I ain't seen you in forever, nigga. What's up? That shit was funny as hell. Just like a little subtle funny moment. Nigga, so, you know we still selling slang and CDs up here, nigga.
Hey, man. When Terry Crews, dude, when he first of all, when he said, OG, you all right, OG?
That nigga deserve an Emmy or whatever they give for movies. For this scene, he deserved it. Hey, like, man. From the very moment. That nigga said just on the prowl.
What's up, OG? Triple OG. What's up, man? How you doing, man? Everything all right?
I'm cool, dog.
Good.
Got my shank in case shit jump off in this motherfucker.
Yeah, relax.
Hey, that nigga said. Nigga had said, who is that?
On, dude.
He said, man, that's Donna, man. That's me right there. He said, nah.
Corona.
Who the nigga she with?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Who's that?
How are you?
Oh, my wife. That's Don.
Damn, you the cleanest little troll I ever seen. Who the nigga she with?
Oh, that's just Money Mike. Little Lucky Charms, little micro mini pen.
Well, that nigga look magically delicious, nigga.
Straight face, no smirk. That shit was fucking hilarious. That's how dude did him at that party. Well, he got molested. Nigga said, who is that over there? That's Terry Crews. That nigga looking magically delicious.
That's how he got done at the water.
That nigga got done the same way. Shit, that's funny.
Hey, man. Nigga, that scene, and then Cat Williams, dude. And nigga said, one at a time.
To my point about him deserving the Emmy, when the nigga came and he asked where the bathroom was, if you look in the background, Cat Williams and Q walked towards the background excuse the bathroom. And in the background, Terry Crews not even supposed to be in the scene, but he looking down the hallway, like licking his lips, man. The shit is hilarious. It's like the nigga never broke character. That shit was so fucking funny.
That nigga said, man, one at a time, at working a time, with a monster. Dude, that nigga, first of all, I distinctly remember. Now I remember going to a theater. Now I'm thinking about this. When they showed Cat Williams taking a piss with his pants around his ankles, bro, I was literally on the floor, nigga. Like, I was, that shit was so fucking funny to me.
That nigga said, I'm working with a monster, man. That's top three most awkward things as a man. You walk in a public bathroom and a nigga, like, pissing with his pants like all the way down. Yo, people do that, folks. Women, y'all think it's a myth. Yeah, this motherfuckers that are pissed with their pants.
Nah, ain't no way.
Down to the urinal.
Ain't no way.
Yeah, you didn't see, you never seen that?
No, fuck.
I don't believe.
I see little kids do it, nigga. Not grown men.
When I was working like a long time ago, when I used to work in like customer service and shit like that, we had to go in public bathrooms, man. Niggas are grown ass men being there pissing with their pants around their fucking knees.
Nope.
Like, bro, what are you doing?
Ain't no way, bro. It's impossible, bro. That scene is so, cause then a nigga said, what did Terry Crews say, man?
Terry Crews said something, and then he ripped the phone books off.
Busy right now, working with a monster.
You know what this is, baby.
New boot.
Don't fight this shit.
Fight what shit?
Just let it happen.
Let what happen? What the hell you doing with a phone book? Nigga, I ain't even in the phone book. What the? Nigga, you better, this ain't funny, nigga. I'll bitch slap your ass. Come on, I ain't playing.
And the funniest part when they cut out, because he fainted. And then they cut out and they came back and he was splashing the water. And then he said, did you pee on me? That done it. Did you pee on me? Shit, that was funny, dude.
That nigga said, man, huh? What? Said,
that was the funniest thing, too. He said, nigga, you are a boy.
Man,
yeah. No, he said, I am a boy. Nigga said, you looking delicious. He said, I am a boy.
Hey, man, that scene is so, like, just the party scene, period, is fucking clap. Nigga, that's one of the funniest scenes of all three of them. I know we say Pinky. And next Friday is the funniest. This is close though.
It's top three. This top three.
That's a fact. Who was the old man chasing them with the shotgun? Was that supposed to be somebody?
That was Mike Epps.
Okay.
I think they were just trying to let him get it. This Eddie Murphy like versatile bag.
That ain't it. That wasn't it, bro.
That I don't even know why they did that.
Yeah. It was Mike Epps.
I think that was Mike Epps in makeup.
It was. That was some slow.
Nothing. Then he wasn't funny or nothing right there. That didn't add a thing. And then was chasing him to the end and everything. Yeah.
Like what? Now, like you said, him doing the Dion high step and then getting hit by Pinky saved it. That saved it.
Facts.
And because the driver's hilarious.
All the way around. That nigga rolled all the way over the limo, too. That was funny as fuck. Nigga hit that one like three times. Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, man, like we always do at this time, we ask the question, could the movie be remade? Made into a series or a sequel? I think we've had different answers for the first two. Trying to switch it up for this one, it's tough. I'm going to say series. Rest in peace to John Witherspoon. I think a series with him and Elroy and them running the barbecue restaurant would have been hilarious. Because you don't really see two, like, bickering older dudes. You know what I'm saying? You see the young people. Yeah, I think that would have been funny, them two bickering back and forth. Obviously, we can't do that now, but I think that would have been a good series if we're going to base a series off of this particular movie.
Like you said, I wanted to do it different, and I like the idea of what you said. A dramedy movie, like a movie dramedy,
okay.
And it has the two security guards, like you said. They can be like semi-funny, not really have to be funny because it may end like in a tragedy with them getting killed or whatnot. But like make it semi-funny, semi-serious, and just show the 2 hours going into that day when they got popped and just make it a whole thing. You wondering how they got killed the whole movie or wondering what happened to them at the end of the whole movie. Cool, a solid 2 hours.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Did you see the serious Fresh Prince trailer?
You told me about that. I think y'all dropped it in the group chat. I don't know if I watched the whole thing.
NBC or Peacock bought it. They're gonna do 2 seasons, but it's a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's just all drama though. It's serious. What if they took, I think more people need to take comedies and make them serious. I think
that would be fine. And I was just about to say, on to stack on top of that, I just got into Star Wars recently. Mm-hmm. Like I watched the first two movies and I've been watching Mandalorian.
Hold on, the first two movies, you mean from the 70s?
No. I'm watching them in order. I'm trying to figure out the timeline. Yeah, I'm watching like the first, how it started. And that was my point that I was going to get to. In the black culture, we got room with stuff like Friday to create those sub worlds where you got these different characters, like we talking about the strip mall or the neighborhood. That would be some dope shit. And all of them, like even with Star Wars, like some of that shit is comedy, some of that shit is drama, but it's all just based in that little universe.
Yep.
Ice Cube got an amazing opportunity where you could build something just based off that universe. You could do cartoons.
Yep.
You could do the strip mall shit and do a movie. Like all of that stuff, I feel like is what struck me just watching this and the series of it and us talking about the spinoff stuff. It linked me to that Star Wars stuff and just all the content that they've created just based in that world. Cause now I understand it more watching those two movies in Mandalorian. That shit ain't cohesive. Like they just in space. I thought it was a cohesive story and you were watching like, that shit's like this going on this century. And then the second movie, it's a couple centuries later. I thought it would be like more cohesive and it's not, but it's fine. It's still good. Yeah. It just doesn't take as much strenuous creativity. And I feel like a lot more black content could do that too.
We ain't got that.
We need that.
We ain't got that. Like that's similar to Marvel. Like everything happens in the same universe with all the Marvel
something
movies.
Like that.
They made Marvel 23 movies, dude.
Huh?
They made 23 Marvel movies that all happened in the same universe.
Is there anything in black culture you could base 23 things off of?
That's rough. 23 is rough. But that's like different because Marvel has a bunch of different characters.
They're like the epicenter of it.
Yeah, I think
this would be probably one of the best black franchises to do that with.
Now, that's a fact.
Like, you're talking about like Blackish, Grownish, whatever-ish.
That's true.
This one would be fire. Like, Friday, all the different series and spinoffs from.
I agree. I promise you, man, the Brothers Barbecue, nigga, that should be fun.
Why are you in so much competition with me?
You jealous, Willie?
I can't have it. I look better than you do.
You don't.
I cook better than you.
You can't.
My dick is bigger than yours.
It was cold that night.
Hey, that'll be funny, dude.
That would be funny, man.
It's funny you said cartoon. They actually did an animated series on Friday. Mm-hmm. I looked this up. Didn't know this. 8 episodes. It was on MTV2.
Really?
Yep. 2006.
I wonder, was it any good?
It couldn't have been. First of all, it only lasted eight
episodes.
Yeah, I mean, eight episodes.
MTV2 usually good. They'll give you something that's all right, and then they don't know what to do with it, and it's only be 8 episodes.
That's true. It's a Friday the Animated Series, dude. It was 8 episodes. It dropped in 2007.
That could be fire.
I wonder if this was good, dude.
I wonder if you watch it anywhere.
The characters are not voiced by their respective actors, although it still follows the life of Craig Jones, his best friend Smokey, and the dilemmas they come across while living in a rundown crime-ridden neighborhood.
I'm good with it not having to be their voices, though. I get that. But I get it.
Yeah. I'm going to try to look that up. I wonder if that shit was good.
Yeah, I'll try to find out.
Okay. Any cast changes? I mean, it's pretty much a redo of the second one.
It's pretty much a redo of the second one. I got some cast notes that I was able to find while I was looking at this. First off, Chris Tucker was called for this movie, but he declined due to where he was in his life and didn't want to revitalize their role. Mm-hmm. They said after they called him and tried to pitch him for the movie and he declined it, 10 minutes later, Mike Epps called looking for work and wanting to reprise his role.
Oh, wow.
How it went the way that it did. So I feel like that was a pretty cool fact. And changes in cast, that was pretty much it for the cast changes that I seen were on record.
True Yeah, and like I said, everybody pretty much reprised their role. I know Sugar was gone, so DC Curry had a new little boo. He has some more instead. But
the white boy, you know that white guy in the record store with
he killed himself.
I didn't know that. 6 months after the movie, he was supposed to be in this one. And a little Friday trivia.
Uh-oh.
There's only two characters that were in all three movies. Do you know who they are?
Ice Cube and Pops.
Yep. Now, there are two more characters that were in the first two but didn't make it to the third. You know who they were?
Stanley. You ain't even add him. Deep.
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, okay.
There's one more. You thought you had a hidden gem, nigga. It's him and somebody else.
Oh, Debo.
Yeah, him and Debo. And there's one last one. There's one character that was in the first one and the third one. You ain't gonna get this one.
I don't know this one. I ain't gonna lie.
The mama. The mama wasn't in the second one. She was in this one.
Really?
Yep. Remember, because when Craig was getting ready, the first scene was them leaving the house. The mom was at work or something.
Oh yeah. And then he got in the car and went over to what's name? Yep. Nah, I thought the mama came at the end. She ain't in it.
Nah, she ain't in the second one.
Damn, that's wild.
When even at the end, he drove up there because he knew Craig was in trouble. So it was still up at Elroy in them house. The mom wouldn't even come with him. He was in the dog truck. And when he got there, remember Debo and the other little nigga was with him.
I wonder why she wasn't in it. I need answers.
Probably didn't want to pay her.
Damn, but he paid her for the last one.
I don't know. That's a good
She must have been doing, that might have been the time she was doing like Wayans Brothers or something.
Ah, yeah. Pops was too though, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. Man, I don't know. Fuck it. I have no idea. What else? The score. We got to grade the score. The soundtrack is trash. It wasn't
garbage. We ain't even got to talk about it.
Yeah, they gave up on the soundtrack. Like, come on, Cube. It's F-, nigga. That shit ain't talking about nothing. I'll give them a good grade on the score just off the strength of the Temptations Christmas shit kicking off at the beginning.
I'm going to listen to that when we get through doing this.
Before we get out of here, man, run it back scale. Let me know on what scale, 1 to 5, would you run it back? 1 being I might watch it again. 2, I'll watch it every time it comes on. 3, I'll watch if my favorite part is on. 4, I'm good with seeing scenes every once in a while. And 5, I'm good after one particular scene and I'm good. I'm out.
For this one, I'm going to go 4. I'm good with the funny scenes.
Yeah.
The scenes with Terry Crews in the bathroom, the scene where he talking to the old women. I'm good with those. Cause this ain't one you just sit through. Cause the ending and this is those, the chase scenes and cut takes is too much. But when those scenes are 10 out of 10 though.
Yeah. Nah, that's
what about you?
And this one, I'm probably the same. I'll make it one more notch. I'll watch if my favorite part is on. So I'll let it ride. I'll probably catch it at the favorite part and then let it ride on out. It's a short ass movie though.
Yeah, it is. I'm like an hour and what?
It's 120, 125. Minutes.
Yeah, crazy.
So it's hella short. It's a pretty easy watch. It's just a fun stoner slapstick comedy. You don't really see a lot of these no more. When the last black comedy you watched, bro? In a movie theater, not even counting like Atlanta or nothing like it ain't these.
It had to be some with Kevin Hart in it, didn't it?
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, uh-huh. I guess. That's what I'm saying.
What it would be though.
It's quiet, bro. Like Cuba, yeah, man. Get that Final Friday. Now, what were they gonna call it? They was gonna call it something.
Last Friday. Yeah, last Friday.
Where is that at, Cube? We need that right now.
We can do with that right now. It coming to America too. Coming out.
That's true. Yep, that's true. Streets need that.
Easy.
Hey, man, y'all let us know what y'all think of Friday After Next. Let us know what y'all think of the trilogy, man. Is this is the worst one, though, right? It's third place. It's got to be. It's got to be.
I would. This one and the second one tied.
Shit. Crazy as hell.
Because this ain't, well.
Now, Day-Day was too, he killed it. He just killed it.
Day-Day would have killed it, but. Yeah, because it wasn't enough for the funny shit in this one. So I give you third. Because it was fun. It was some great moments, but it wasn't enough great moments. So yeah, I give you that.
Nigga, yeah. Before we get out of here, will we get a Last Friday?
Yes. I'm going to go out and let them say yes. They're going to see how successful, stuff like Coming to America 2 is. I think that they'll be able to work it out. And Cube need to redeem himself just from public persona, from how people feel about him right now.
That's true. That's a good point.
I think that'll work out.
Hey, man, I'll be looking forward, guys. You let us know what movie you want us to do next. We're going to continue 90s comedies for a little bit. We're going to do a couple of more 90s comedies just because it's a drought right now for those in real life. So appreciate you guys for subscribing. As always, thank you for supporting The Real. Anything else before we get out of here?
We appreciate you guys joining us as always. Support the real. It's another one in the books.
Yes, sir.
Got your ass. Tunnel.
DOA.
Should I tell him or you?
Let's both tell me.
You got knocked the fuck out, bitch!
Yeah. Is that the black Santa? Got his ass.